In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. Volume 30, 4, 2, 32. Another fact that I myself taught the Our Father, another fact is that I myself taught the Our Father so that all would pray for my kingdom to come, so that my will be done on earth as it is in heaven. If it were not to come, teaching such a prayer would have been useless, and a useless thing, God, he says, I do not know how to do. And then the many truths manifest about my divine will. They do not say in clear notes that its kingdom will come upon earth, not by human work, but by the work of our omnipotence. See, this is the great thing. God is going to do this. And this is where our hope is. Our Christian hope is certitude. We are certain that God is going to do this. Everything is possible when we want it, when we, triune God, want it, when we, triune God, place as much ease in doing small things as we do in great ones, because all the virtues and the power is in our, this is God's act, not in the good that the act of our power receives. In fact, Jesus says, when I was on earth, since my acts ran my power, the touch of my hands, the empire of my voice, and so forth, were all made powerful, and with the same ease with which I, God, called to life the little girl who had died a few hours before. Okay, so Jesus is showing us that he is the Word, his voice is so powerful, and he is teaching us through this great gift of the divine will. This is God who is speaking to us in these volumes. With the same ease, I called to life Lazarus, who had been dead for 4 days, who was already corrupted and gave off an unbearable stench. I commanded that the bandages be removed from him. And then I called him with the empire of my voice, Lazarus, come out. At my commanding voice, Lazarus was resurrected. The corruption disappeared. The stench ceased. And he came back healthy and heartily, as if he had not died. This is the true example of how my power can make the kingdom of my divine fiat rise again in the midst of creatures. So God is going to do this. He says everything is accomplished. He is now giving us the truths that he breathed into Louisa. And as we read these truths, he is expanding our capacity to understand this and to receive this. So he is going to command. It is his command. We do not command. It is God in us. Okay. So when he says, you say to that mountain, move, and it must do, we say that sycamore, be uprooted and cast to the sea, and it must obey you, this is because Jesus is speaking in our speaking. And so he is going to, see, we are sharing in his divinity. We are in his image and likeness. So again, when the divine will reigns, now nobody has this yet. The first one who will have this next to Louisa will be the Holy Father. And he will command. This is what's going to be astonishing. There'll be one church, one flock, one shepherd. My daughter, Louisa, my divine will possesses the inseparability from all its acts and effects, as much as if it works alone in itself and outside of itself. And if it works in the creature, or the creature works in it, or else in order to receive what my divine will wants, in this way of working, it places of our own and retains them as its act and as its property, inseparable from it. Now, if the creature lives in my divine will, these acts render themselves common property of one another and the other. That if then she makes some exits, she loses her rights that these acts had to be done in our house. And then the substance of life, of the acts, the sanctity, the beauty, the prerogatives that are needed in order to be able to form one act of ours, has put forth by our divine volition. So again, we don't want to leave in any way the divine will to do our human will. When we do that, it's not God working in us. It's us. And that's why there's misery. The creature has done nothing other than assist and concur with her human will to operate together with ours. See, God is doing it. That's why, look at Our Lady. When she said, fiat mihi, with that fiat, with that yes, then God did 100% of the work. And that's, again, what he wants to do. We have this, what we've been taught by the saints is you do work and you continue to work and watch God manifest his love in us as we work doing our thing. Okay, that's a human, it's beautiful, it's saintly, but it's not divine. God is asking us to concur with him to operate together with God's will. So this is why what's coming is hasn't been seen yet. The only person who have possessed it was Adam before the fall and Jesus and Mary while they were on earth. And this is the life that they breathed into Louisa. But the substance she has given us is nothing of hers. Therefore, if she keeps living in our holy divine will, she commands together with God. If she escapes with justice, she touches nothing. But if she re-enters the divine will, she reacquires the right of commander. So again, what's coming upon the earth is going to be astonishing. The new evangelization is going to be more powerful than what we've seen for the last 2,000 years. Why? Because it's the gift of the divine will. It's God in us manifesting his power in image and likeness. So when we're baptized in the Holy Catholic Church, we're in God's image, and now God wants us to possess his likeness. And that means, as Jesus commanded, commanding voice with the resurrection of Lazarus, we, together with God, we will reacquire the right that Adam lost. The new Adam, Jesus, as he commands in us, we're going to see miracles that have never, ever been even thought of before. No eye has seen, no ear has heard. Volume 31, 12, 6, 32. Therefore, our Supreme Being feels that the creature who enters into our divine volition moves everything. The soul makes her voice run in all things. And not wanting to be alone, the soul invests, reigns, and makes all things invested by the fiat. And Jesus says, since it's invested by the fiat, say what she wants. She speaks, and it happens. This is how Adam lived before the fall. He was lord of the earth. He was king of the earth. He was dressed in royal garments, divine garments. And that's why when he sinned, he was naked. He lost the divinity that God breathed into him. And now, because of the divine will, we're going to be reclothed in divinity. And when we speak, it is Jesus in us speaking. I mean, we use our free will to choose, I no longer want to do my human will. I want to live in God's holy divine will. So it's God in us. So therefore, she will speak, and God will answer to what she wants. I remember when Jesus said to Louisa, Louisa, what do you want? She says, oh, I only want to do your will. And Jesus says, I know that, but what do you want? She says, I only want to do your will. And Jesus says, I know that, but don't you understand? What you want is what I want, because you would never go outside my will. So therefore, tell me what I want with your voice. So think about that. What as you get closer and closer to God, as God begins to manifest his life in us in a way that the saints only dreamed of, what does God want in you? I mean, not for you, but for him. What glory can you give to God? Does she want love? Then she makes all things say love. Does she want to adore and to bless? Then everything lends itself to adore and to bless. In sum, she is the commander over all of creation. And we, triune God, let her do it. This is what God has done for Louisa. And now we want to be linked to Louisa. Why? Because we want to receive what God gave to her. It is our same volition that wants what she does. It is our same power. It's the empire in which she was invested. And we, triune God, delight so much in seeing the littleness of this creature run in our divine immensity that we, triune God, feel the company of Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa. Because keeping each other company means recognizing each other, and that we, triune God, are already together with her to recognize the act that she does, to recognize its value, so that she can tell us, triune God, how much she loves us Because the more she knows that her act is great, the more she can give to us, Triune God. The more we feel ourselves being loved, the more we, Triune God, love her. So she alone is who comes from the earth to break our solitude. And only all doing, the only all doer who wants to move all things in order to love us, in order to bless us, in order to thank us. So that's why we want to be with Louisa. We want to give God all the love and all the praise and all the glory and all the honor that he, as God, so rightly deserves. And why are we here on earth? For us? No. It's for the glory of God. We want to praise God and love God. This is why we fall in love with our Eucharistic Lord. He is present. And we want to adore him, praise him, love him, thank him, glorify him. This is what the rounds are going to help us do. As we pray the rounds, we're going to break God's solitude. Because he is going to be loved with his love in us. It's not ours. And it's his divine will. It's not our human will. So Jesus says, it is true that other creatures are in our divine will, but not knowing that we, Triune God, are with them for whom they work and the value of their works, they live as strangers and as far from us. And this is a great sorrow for us, Triune God, to have children, to keep them in our house, that is in our holy divine will, and as if we did not have them and they did not recognize the God who gave them life, the God who loves them so much. This does not happen with one who already knows that she lives in her holy divine will. We know each other. We live as between father and child. Rather, she lives in us, and we, Triune God, live in her. And then we form one single will. So this is why Louisa is the newborn. This is why Louisa is the firstborn in the divine will. This is why God is asking us to be linked to Louisa. Remember what he says. He says, I do not want you to be severed from Louisa. Do not have your umbilical cord severed from the womb of Louisa. See, all our nourishment is going to come through Louisa. Why? Because it's Jesus and it's Mary in Louisa. She is the true child of daughter of Jesus. He is the true daughter of Mary. And now God he's breathing this life in her, and she wants us to possess that life as well. This is volume 32, 423, 33. My blessed daughter Louisa, as my life down here began, so it ended. From the first instant of my conception, my one act was continuous. I, God, can say that in every instant I, God, placed myself in the hands of my celestial Father. It was the most beautiful homage that his Son gave him, the most profound adoration, the most heroic and complete sacrifice, the most intense love of offspring that my full abandonment into the Father's hands gave him. It rendered my humanity speaking and with a commanding voice that asked everything and obtained everything that I, God, wanted. My celestial Father could not deny anything to his only Son abandoned in his arms. So this life of speaking and commanding voice of Jesus, now he wants that to reign in us. He wants us to get out of the way so he can be Lord of our life. You know, he's got to be king of every thought, every word, every deed. So that when we speak, it is Jesus speaking in our speaking. We want God to, the Word of God, Jesus Christ, to manifest himself in us. So that's why he says, when you say to that mountain, move, it must move. When you say to that sycamore, be uprooted and cast into the sea, it must obey you. Why? It's not me. It's not you. It's God. This is the beauty that our God is asking. He wants us to be one with him. Volume 33, 11, 26, 33. My divine will is not content in making her round in our works, but after she has finished making her round, see, this is what we're going to be doing, letting her know so many things about creation and filling her even to the brim with divine love, it conducts her in its arms into the womb of the Supreme Being, which casts her like a little stone into the interminable seas of its attributes. So as you cast a stone into the water, it produces rings, and the stone is completely submerged into this. And this is what God wants. He wants us to be submerged into the interminable sea of God's divine attributes. I mean, this is infinite. It's not just a good, holy, or saintly thing. This is what our God is asking us through Louisa. And little daughter of our divine volition, what does she do? Like a little stone cast into the sea, makes all the waters of the sea ripple, so that she, Louisa, moves all the sea of our divine being. And while she swims in it, she drowns with love, she drowns with light, she drowns with sanctity, she drowns with wisdom, she drowns with goodness and so forth. And oh, how beautiful it is to see Louisa, to hear what Louisa says while she feels drowned. And what does she say? All your love is mine, and I put it in act to pray to you that your kingdom of your divine will come upon earth. Your sanctity is mine, your light is mine, your goodness is mine, your mercy is mine. And it's not a littleness that prays to you, no, but your seas of power, your seas of goodness that prays to you, that urges you, that assails you, and wants you, your holy divine will, to reign on earth. In fact, one sees the littleness of the creature acting as queen of in our holy, our divine being, reuniting our divine immensity, reuniting the power together, making us ask ourselves what Louisa wants and what we want. It's the two are one. See, this is why God talks about heaven as a marriage feast, a wedding feast. The two become one. Heaven and earth kiss. This is what God is going to bring about. It's, again, this isn't romantic. It's a father with his little daughter. It's Adam's offspring, if you want to say. One that came out of his side was his little daughter, Eve. And it's the same thing. Jesus, what came out of his side, what he gave birth to when he was when he died on the cross, was his church, his bride. So we have to understand what God is going to bring about is going to be astonishing. So he says this, she understands well that there is no other good than our most holy divine will alone. Now, do we understand that? There is no other good than our holy divine will alone. And in order to obtain the intent that she makes it, asks by the infinity of our divine qualities, and one sees the little tiny one, Louisa, and the all-powerful one, the enriched one with his prerogatives of our divine qualities, as if they were Louisa's, and gives Louisa such charm and beauty as to enrapture us, triune God. It debilitates us, triune God, in order to make us do what Louisa wants and what we want. The two are one. She becomes our divine echo. And she does not know how to say anything else to us, nor ask for anything other than what our divine will would invade everything, and that would form one single will with all souls, past, present, and future. And then Jesus says this about Louisa. My daughter Louisa, the one who does her own human will withdraws herself from everyone and works alone. There is no one who helps her, nor is there one who gives her strength, nor one who gives her light in order to do the best in what she does, such that everyone leaves her at the mercy of herself, isolated and without support, without defense. One can even call her the abandoned and lost one in the creation. Just suffering for one who wants to do her human will, to feel all the weight and lacks of all the help of the solitude in which she has placed herself. And oh, what the sorrow that I, God, feel in seeing so many creatures withdrawn also from me, and I, in order to make them touch with their own hand what it means to do without my most holy divine will. And I, God, remain at a distance, and I let them feel all the weight of their human volition that never gives her rest and becomes her cruelest tyrant. See, this is why God doesn't want us to be doing our human will anymore. We're miserable. We have the fiat is what he's looking for. He says, I go into ecstasy when I hear the fiat. Why? Because it's his. He says, fiat lux, and let there be light, and everything existed. Mary said, fiat mihi, let it be done to me as you say, and God became man. And now he's asking us to do the fiat voluntas tua. And our job is to let go of this cruelest tyrant, our human will, to embrace God's free will. He says, come to me, all you who are labored and overburdened, and I will refresh you. With what? His will, not our misery. Why? We go to confession each week. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. Why? Our human will is in charge. And God wants to free us of that. So Jesus says, it is all the opposite for one who does and lives in my holy divine will. Everyone is with her, heaven and all the saints and all the angels, because for the honor and the respect of my divine will, everyone is obliged to help that creature and to sustain that creature in those acts where my divine will enters. And then Louisa herself places herself in communication with everyone. Louisa commands everyone that they help defend and act as the cortege to her with her company. What is Louise doing? She's calling the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. And God wants us to be one with her so that we, with Louisa, call this kingdom. Already grace smiles on Louisa. The light shines in Louisa's soul that administers the best, the most beautiful act in her act. I, God, myself, remain occupied in Louisa, who does and live in my holy divine will. And I, God, make my acts flow in her acts in order to have the honor, the love, the glory of my acts in the acts of Louisa, who is operated in my divine will. This is why Louisa feels the connection with everyone, the strength, the support, the company, the defense of everyone. See, all that's why St. Padre Pio said the world and church is going to focus on Louisa Picaretta and the divine will in the third millennium. He says about Louisa, Padre Pio says, she is a second sun that's going to give light and life to everyone and everything. No more darkness. As the sun sets in the west, a new sun is coming up in the east. No more darkness. He says the world of the church will focus on Louisa Picaretta. Now you get a hunting rifle and you look through the scope at 1,000 yards. You are focused on one thing. Okay? Everything else is there. But the world and the church is going to focus on Louisa Picaretta and the divine will. Why? And this is because God is ready to bring the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. It's going to happen. And he is so much in love with us that he is offering the same gift that he gave to Louisa to us. Volume 33, 2, 4, 34. Now the celestial queen Mary enraptured us with her divine beauty. I mean, Mary is so beautiful. And our love ran, it ran, and with Our Lady, she loves, with Our Lady's love, Our Lady wounded us, and our love, overflowing, hid itself within her. And in looking through her beauty, with her love for all souls, our love poured itself out and loved all souls with a hidden love in the Blessed Mother. In fact, we, Triune God, loved everyone in Mary. Through Our Lady's beauty, they did not seem ugly to us anymore. And our love was no longer restricted within us, but diffused into the heart of a creature so holy, Mary. And communicating our divine paternity to Mary, and loving everyone in Mary, Our Lady acquired the divine maternity in order to be able to love everyone as her children, offspring of her celestial Father. And as Our Lady felt that we, Triune God, loved all creatures in her, so she felt that our love formed the new generation of all mankind in her maternal heart, in her immaculate heart. No one can give greater invention of love, strategism more loving than our paternal goodness in order to love all souls, even those who offend us. To elect from this same lot a creature, to form Mary as beautiful as we can, such that our love would not find an obstacle in order to be able to love everyone in the Blessed Mother and to make Our Lady love everyone. In this celestial queen, everyone can find our divine love hidden in Mary. Even more, because possessing our divine will, Our Lady commanded us to make us love everyone. See, it's she is so one with God that she commands and God obeys. Now, this is not shocking. The priest at Holy Mass, he says, this is my body, and God must obey the priest. When the priest in confession says, I absolve you of your sins, the God obeys. Our God is a humble God. Our God is a loving God. And he has prepared the Catholic Church with the truths to help us embrace this great gift of the divine will. So Our Lady commanded us to make us love everyone, and we, Triune God, with our sweet empire, commanded Mary to be the most loving mother of everyone, past, present, and future. Do you see why God wants to give this gift to Louisa, the newborn? Because now is the time, not just to be good and holy and saintly, not just to become a saint, but to read volume 11 through 19 to learn how to live in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit, and volume 20 through volume 36, how to receive the divine inheritance of the Father. See, we haven't seen anything yet. What God is going to bring about is going to astonish the world, and everyone will want this supernatural life that Adam had before the fall. It's the Catholic life. Again, this universal life that God breathed into Adam is now, he wants the whole world to possess it. Volume 33, 311, 34. The second temple, that is God, temple of the soul, is not exposed to dangers. The enemies cannot get near. The passions lose their life. The soul in this divine temple is ours, and it is like the little host that has her Jesus consecrated in it, such that with the perennial love that she draws, she receives, and is fed, she forms the little living lamp that always burns without ever going out. This temple of ours occupies its royal place. Its volition is complete, and she, Louisa, is, and this is Mary first, and then Louisa, is our glory and our triumph. And that is why, and what does little host do in this temple of ours? She prays, she loves, she lives of divine will. She substitutes for my humanity on earth. She takes my place in the sufferings, and she calls the whole army of our works to make a courtage for us. Okay, so here, okay, as we receive Holy Communion, okay, that Holy Communion is with us for 15 minutes. That's why Holy Mass ends. The Church doesn't want to interfere with your communion, and it's our time to adore, love, praise, thank, glorify, and worship our God. Okay, but Jesus is saying he wants more. He wants us to become a little host, to pray, to love, to live of divine will, to substitute for God's humanity on earth. See, that's why Jesus keeps on saying to Louisa, you are my skin. I am reigning in you. I am gazing in your gazing. I am breathing in your breathing. I am beating in your heart beating. See, we want Jesus to reign in us. And this is why, you know, Hollywood wants us to think of vampires, somebody else in us. That's why, you know, the living dead, the zombies, we're no longer human. See, the devil knows what's coming, and he's trying to lead us away from God. God wants to reign in us. God wants to have that perennial communion in us, where, as Adam walked and talked with God in the cool of the evening, a communion that will never end, a unity with God that will never end. She prays, she loves, she lives a divine will, the substitutes for my humanity on earth. She takes my place of sufferings. When you suffer, and all of us are suffering, spiritual, physically, mentally, emotionally, when we take God's place of suffering, and it's just little. We're not suffering as he did. She calls the whole army of our works to make a courtage for us, and she holds creation and redemption as hers and acts as commander over creation and redemption. And now she places them as an army around us, Triune God, in the act of prayer, in the act of adoration. Now is an army in the act of loving us and glorifying us, Triune God. But she is always at the head to make our works do what she wants. And she always ends with her little refrain, so pleasing to us, Triune God. And this is what we learn too. May your volition be known. May your will be loved. May your will reign and dominate in the whole world. Why are you washing the dishes? To love God, praise him, thank him, glorify him, and to call the divine will to be known and loved and reign and dominate over the whole world, to again live this life that God breathed into Adam. Volume 33, 7, 14, 35. And then, where is the Queen of Heaven, who with her empire of continuous prayers for the kingdom of the divine will to come upon earth? And when have we ever denied Mary anything? For us, Our Lady's prayers are impetuous winds, such that we cannot resist Mary. And the same strength that Our Lady possesses of her holy divine will is for us empire. It's command. Our Lady has all rights to impetrate it, because Our Lady possessed it on earth, and she possesses it in heaven. Therefore, as possessor, Mary can give what is hers, so much so that this kingdom can be called the kingdom of Mary, of the celestial empress. Our Lady will act as queen in the midst of her children on earth. Our Lady will place at their dispositions her oceans, her seas of graces, her oceans of sanctity, her oceans of power. Mary will put to flight all the enemies. This is why you're having trouble in any aspect, go to Mary. She will put to flight all your enemies. You having trouble with anything, go to Mary. Our Lady will raise them in her womb. This is us, her children. She will hide them within her light. She will cover them with her love. She will nourish them with her own hands, with the food of the divine will. And what would this mother and queen not do to, in the midst of this, her kingdom, for her children, for her people? She, Mary, will give unheard of graces, surprises never seen, miracles that will shake both heaven and earth. We, Triune God, give Mary the whole field free, so that Mary will form for us the kingdom of our divine will on earth. Mary will be the guide. Mary will be the true model. And this will also be the kingdom of the celestial sovereign. Therefore, you also pray together with Mary. And at its time, you will obtain the intent. So, pray the rosary. Wear your scapular. Listen to Mary. Read the Virgin Mary in the Kingdom. Read the prodigies of Mary. This is why this gift of the divine will is given to Catholics. If you do not have a love for Mary, how can you possess this kingdom? So she, Mary, is going to do great things. She's going to manifest God's power. Why? Because it was given to her. She's the queen. She's the queen of heaven and earth. Our Lady, Volume 34, 1137. She envelops all the air in her seas of love so that breathing, the breath and love of my Mother Mary could be felt. She covers all the evils with her seas of love, and everywhere darting the fish. And the sea murmurs, I love you, O my son. If the fish darted, I love you, I love you. There was nothing which Our Lady did not invest with her love. And with her empire of queen, Our Lady commanded that everyone would receive her love in order to re-give to her Jesus the love of his mama. So again, it's not my love. I have no love. My love is fickle. Human love is fickle. But I want Jesus' love. I want Mary's love. This gift of the divine will. I want what they breathed into Louisa. I want to give back to God. So this is why Louisa is the newborn. It's not human. It's the love of Jesus. It's the love of Mary. Therefore, and this is, again, we're going to learn how to do the rounds. I love you, I love you, I love you, I praise you, I thank you, I bless you, I adore you, I worship you. And that's what the Holy Father said when he was a cardinal. If you are not loving God, praising God, thanking God, glorifying God, and worshiping God, you are not praying. Now that's the rounds of creation, the rounds of redemption. How glorious is this? Therefore, every bird, some trilled love, some chirped love, some warbled love, even every atom on earth was infested by Our Lady's love. The breath of her, of the beasts came to me with the I love you of my mother. The hay was infested by Our Lady's love. Therefore, there was nothing that I could see or touch that I did not feel the sweetness of Mary's love. And that's the same thing with us. As we begin to live this prayer of this love, this life of prayer in the divine will, we give back to God what is God's. We pray with Mary's prayer. We pray with Jesus' prayer. So we pray in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. So all the leaves on the tree are saying to God, I love you, with Mary's love, with Jesus' love. Where is it found? In Louisa. That's why God says, don't sever yourself from Louisa. Don't separate yourself from her. Volume 34, 8 to 37. So as the celestial lady came upon earth, and then my most holy humanity, the whole of creation set itself to feast, festivity, celebration. They smiled with joy and resumed the course of my reigning over us, joys and happiness. And as we went out into the open, they ran, they bowed, they unleashed over us joys and happiness. The sun gave us the joy of its light and delighted our sight. And it delighted our sight with the varieties of its color. It gave us the joys and kisses of love that it possessed. And it reverently extended itself under our steps in order to adore us. This is Jesus and Mary. The wind rained joys of freshness over us. And with its puff, it drove away from us the putrid air of so many sins. The birds ran around us in order to give us the joys of their trills and songs. So what you're seeing is the new Adam and the new Eve are on earth, and all the world loves. All the world is in joy. All the world is in happiness. Every leaf on a tree, every blade of grass, every grain of sand, and every animal, vegetable, and mineral is rejoicing because of Jesus and Mary. And that's what we Catholics do. We rejoice in Jesus and Mary. Every one of us has been consecrated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. This fire of their love is going to consume the world. The new Adam and the new Eve. Okay? Everything is going to respond to God. Who possesses this? New life of Jesus. New life of Mary. The new Adam and the new Eve. It's the newborn, Luisa Picaretta. This is why St. Padre Pio was, he says, Luisa's not of earth. He says she's of heaven. Those are the words of St. Padre Pio. How much beautiful music they made for us. So much that I was constrained to command them that they would not move away from around us, that they would take flight in the air to sing the praises of their Creator. The earth loomed for me under my feet in order to give me the joys of so many flowerings, and I commanded them that they would not make me such demonstrations, and it obeyed me. The air brought me the joys of our omnipotent breath, and when breathing on Adam, that we gave him life, overwhelming Adam with our divine joys and happiness. And as I breathed, so I felt come into me our divine joys, our divine happinesses, that we experienced in the creation of Adam. In fact, there was no thing that did not want to put forth the joys that they possessed. And not only in order to facilitate me, but in order to give me the homages, the honor as to their Creator. And I offer them to my Celestial Father in order to give the Father the glory, the honor, the homage, the love of so many magnificences and marvelous works that we did in the creation and love for Adam. See, this is what our God wants. This is not a good, holy, and saintly thing. This is divine. And this is what our God wants us to participate in. That drop of water in the chalice filled with wine, may we share in the divinity of Christ as Christ humbled himself to share in our humanity what the priest says every day at Holy Mass. This drop of water, us, nothing, into that wine, is fused and diffused and becomes wine. And that's what God wants. He wants us to fuse to him, be diffused in him, so that he could reign in us and we could reign in him. Volume 35, 10, 12, 37. I am. I love when he uses his name. I am at the mercy of the divine will. I feel this anxiety and fidgets of love for desire of making itself known, not to be feared. He doesn't want us to fear the divine will, but to be loved and possessed, to make all one with the divine will, and then to say to the creature, to us, let's live together so that what I, God, do, you will do as well. Remember Jesus said that you do far greater things than me. How can we do greater things than God? It's he in us is living. I feel that my love gives me the need to live heart to heart, or better still, with one single heart with you. Oh, please don't deny me your company. I know that you lack many things to be able to live together with me, but don't worry. I, God, will take care of everything. I, God, will clothe you with royal garments of my divine light. I, God, will arm you with my divine power. I, God, will show off all my love for you, making the life and the love of my divine will flow into your most intimate fibers, if only you want it. All is done. So, again, our God is gratuitous. He wants to fill us, transform us, transmute us into him. He wants us to participate in divinity. Now, again, as Catholics, we understand this. You know, the multiplication of the hosts, you know, it's not just a percentage of Jesus in each host. It's 100% of God in every host given to every soul receiving communion every day. I mean, do you want this? It's yours. Do you want to be holy? It's yours. Do you want to live in the divine will? It's yours. So again, that's why Jesus says, if you want the divine will, again, you're more than halfway there. Now, you have to begin to study this. See, there's no more worry, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more complaints, no more negativity. God is clothing us with royal garments. We are no longer naked. But he says to us, you must come to me naked. What does that mean? Get rid of your human will and let me clothe you with divinity. Let my divine will reign in you. So he's asking us to allow him to clothe us with divinity. If only you want it, all is done. If only you want it, God says it's done. Louisa says, I remain surprised and I prayed that Jesus would give me the grace to live only on the divine will, but I feared a lot for myself and my sweet Jesus doing his short little visit. In all goodness, he told me, my daughter Louisa, daughter of my volition, why do you fear? It's the same thing with us. Why do you fear? There is no fears in my divine will, but only the highest love, the highest courage, the highest firmness. Once it has been decided, it never moves. Even more so, since the soul who lives in my divine will does not pray, but rather she commands. And she herself can take, as the owner, whatever she wants. Okay, so, as St. Augustine says, you know, love God and do what you want. Now it's even more than that. Desire the divine will. Decide for the divine will and command. How glorious is this? Now again, the first one who will be doing this is the Holy Father. But again, we're practicing. Why? Because we're getting ready for this great gift to be given to the Holy Father. We place everything at her disposal. This because all is sacred and all is holy in Louisa. More so since by living in her most holy divine will, Louisa never take command of anything but what we triune God want ourselves. What God wants, Louisa wants. And it's the same thing for us. I don't want to do anything out of the divine will. I want to do everything in the divine will. But since I'm not living in it completely, I have to say to God every week, bless me, Father, for I have sinned. My human will is in charge still. And so what we're striving for is we're striving to really let God reign in us completely. She will never want, she will never take, she will never command anything but what we, triune God, want ourselves. So, her commands delight us, God. Her commands make us joyful. And we, triune God, say, take, Louisa, tell us, what else do you want? The more you take, the more you make us, triune God, happy. Because this is what true children of God, this is why the devil does not want God to reign. Because we are his children. And we are going to do what God wants us to do because it'll be what we want. Further, when the creature wants our divine will, all her acts are like many messengers between heaven and earth. They go up and down continuously, and being messengers now of peace, now of love, now of glory. Sometimes they even command our divine justice to stop and taking its full fury upon themselves. How much good these messengers do. So that's what Jesus is saying about us, if we're living in the divine will. As soon as we, Triune God, see them coming before our throne, we recognize ourselves in these acts which, disguised by the human veils of the acts of the creatures, hide our own divine will. But it's always our divine will. So pleased, we say, what an art of love it has. It hides itself, the acts of the creatures, so as not to be recognized, but we, Triune God, know it anyways. And since it is ourselves that are loving, we let ourselves do whatever the divine will wants, whatever it wills. So here is the end of this talk. And again, this is just, we're scratching the surface. I remember what Jesus says about Louisa. The 36 volumes of the drops of water that are falling off Louisa's body as she exits the ocean of the divine will. God wants us to hang on to Louisa and to dive into this ocean. To never be separated from Louisa. To begin to live a life that the saints only dreamed of. But it's a life that God now wants us to possess. Okay, so this is, again, nobody possesses it yet. The first will be the Holy Father. And then he has the keys to the kingdom. He will open the doors and there'll be one church, one flock, one shepherd. Everyone, Buddhists, Hindus, Muslims, Jews, Protestants will say, I want this Catholic life, this universal life. Because they're going to see that this is the life that God originally breathed into Adam. And now he wants to breathe it in again, in us again, so that his kingdom is established in us on earth as it is in heaven. So we'll end there in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.